worship and praise and honor, remember and celebrate you this day. We pray as we unfold the scripture before us, Matthew 1, the counting of your birth, that we would have eyes to see, ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to receive the gift of good news found herein. May then the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, many of you know that Jeanette and I sent our oldest son off to college this fall. Ezekiel went off to Eastern and is back now for the holiday, and we're enjoying his company, and we really are excited about what God's going to do in this young man's life. But this brought up many feelings for us. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. There was one thought that came to mind, and that thought that kept playing over and over this last quarter as he was in school was, who will this child of mine be? Have you ever thought that? What will he do? What has God planned for his life? Because I believe God has a plan for my son's life. And that plan is beginning to be unfolded before him and all who watch and see. And it's natural to think in these kinds of defining moments what God's going to do with him. I've been wondering about the thoughts of Mary and Joseph as they anticipate the birth of their first child. Who did they think he was going to be? What did they think he would do? What did God have planned for this son of theirs? Certainly, it was something special. They were both visited by an angel of the Lord. Now, when Zeke went off to school, I was not visited by an angel of the Lord. But something's going on here, and Mary and Joseph, I'm sure, are struggling to try to understand who this child of theirs that's born in the manger, is going to be. They both knew, of course, of the Immaculate Conception. That doesn't happen every day. But did they know? There's a song that's sung at Christmas time called Mary, Did You Know? Val has sung that for us, and it's a song that asks this very question. Some of the questions the song asks of Mary are, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and our daughters? Mary, did you know that this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Did you know that when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? I wonder if she knew as she took this child for the first time in her arms in this cold, dark, dank manger. The question I'd like to ask Mary that isn't captured in this song is, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would die a sacrificial death on a cross for us? In my opinion, there's no way she knew that. I'm not even sure Jesus knew that. I think it was a developing understanding of the Christ that he would go to the cross. But certainly as Mary and Joseph look upon this child, knowing he is special, having an announcement by an angel, this Immaculate Conception, and yet not knowing the full brevity of what this child would do for them and for the world. I want to ask Mary, as she looks at this baby in the manger, did you know you would stand at the foot of his cross and watch him die? We know that happened. Mary, the mother of Jesus, stood at the bottom of this torture device where Jesus hung and bled, and eventually suffocated in death. Jesus said to the youngest disciple, the apostle John, "John, here's your mother. Mother, here's your son." I want to ask Mary, as she gazes upon this baby in the manger, did you know that this Jesus, your son, was born to be a sacrifice? The announcement to Joseph included these words from the angel: "She, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus has significant meaning. This is perhaps why the angel said to Joseph, "We'll name him Jesus." Jesus is the Greek version of the Hebrew Yeshua, which means to deliver or to rescue or to save. So even the very name of the baby born in the manger tips us off to his eventual work, which is salvation. Joseph was instructed to name his son Jesus because of this salvific work. And salvation, we know, would come through great sacrifice. The sacrificial death of this baby born in the manger, this Jesus for the sins of many, would go to the cross and is ultimately, we say, why he was born. This is the baby born in the manger we remember today. As Vern read our Hebrews scripture, encapsulated there in verses 5 through 7 is a quote of Psalm 40. Psalm 40 reads, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." This is a messianic text, a psalm that foretells the work of the Messiah. The sacrificial system that was the system of forgiveness and repentance and salvation through the law had come to a screeching halt. The law, sacrifice, could no longer appease God. "Then I said," says the psalmist, "here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God." The psalm is about the baby in the manger, this Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. The sacrificial system was set up by God for the people of Israel, and it would culminate in the ultimate sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. This is the Lamb of God in the manger. And Jesus offers himself before God willingly, as the psalmist writes. In the Garden of Gethsemane, with tears as of blood, Jesus falls before the Lord and says, "God, if it is your will, take this cup from me." It turned out that that cup was a death on a cross. In the garden, Jesus finally surrenders his will to the Father. "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done." This is the baby in the manger. And the will of the Father is nothing less than the cross. Jesus endured the cross and its shame for our sake. This is the baby in the manger. So who do you see this Christmas? In a nativity scene, in a picture, maybe even on some Christmas Bible bookstore Jesus wrapping paper? Who is this baby in the manger? This Jesus. If you think about it rightly, this may be the most important question you'll ever answer in your entire life. Jesus once asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" The Apostle Peter was praised for his answer when he responded, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." To which Jesus himself replied, "Blessed are you." We too are blessed when we see the Messiah, the Son of the living God, in Jesus, in the baby in the manger. We remember this Christmas morning that a sacrifice was born that Christmas, that first Christmas. And as Mary held her child, he was born to die. Jesus is a sacrifice for us. Jesus is born a sacrifice for you. One born to die that we might live. Who do you see in the manger? Amen. Please stand now.